This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The public health order that bans 18 to 22-year-olds from gathering in Boulder has been updated due to safety concerns for women. County officials now say people can be in pairs as long as they wear masks and practice social distancing. Police say they've gotten complaints that the order threatens the safety of women being forced to walk alone. The ban expires next week and was enacted to slow the spread of COVID-19, which is largely being driven by CU students. The State Human Services Department has announced a $4.8 million grant for programs aimed at curbing substance abuse. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
26 organizations and governments across the state will split the funding, up to $200,000 each year over the next 5 years. Bent, Custer, and Fremont counties in southern Colorado are among the recipients. Two organizations in Pueblo, Catholic Charities and Crossroads Turning Points, will use the funds to support a variety of youth programming. Overall, the funds aim to reduce rates of substance misuse by supporting the well-being of children and families. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A new rule that requires 2,000 feet between oil and gas drilling and homes and schools will likely go into effect January 1st. A state commission approved of the rule in a preliminary vote today. The official vote is expected early in November. It will be a mostly clear and chilly night across Colorado, currently 58 in Denver, 51 in Vail, 66 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.